Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, the prevailing wisdom, I think there are two major contenders that have staying power here to the end of this. We don't know about Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Pete, but we do know about Bernie, and we do know about Michael Bloomberg appearing to have that also. Joining us to give us reaction to all that's happened and some of their plans is Sabrina Singh. Sabrina is formerly spokesperson for Cory Booker and now senior national spokesperson for the Michael Bloomberg campaign. Sabrina, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on today.
Well, Sabrina, what's the reaction of the campaign after what we've seen now in Iowa and New Hampshire? I know that we had that that small town that votes at midnight and Michael Bloomberg did pretty well there. But what's the reaction overall to where we stand now?
Yeah, I think after New Hampshire and certainly after Iowa, we know that we need a Democrat that can consolidate. We know that we need Democrats to consolidate around one candidate who can defeat Donald Trump. And we believe that Mike is the best positioned to do that because he can appeal to a broad coalition within the party, but he's also built an infrastructure in the Super Tuesday states and beyond, in the states that are going to be the path to the nomination and to victory in November, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, California, Arizona, Texas, Florida. These are the states that Democrats have to be competitive in order to not only clinch the nomination, but to defeat Donald Trump. And Trump has been campaigning in those states basically since he was elected. And the only Democrat that has an infrastructure in these states is Mike. So while we are not on the ballot in the early states, we feel really good after the results last night. And we feel pretty energized heading into Super Tuesday that we will be the best candidate to defeat Trump in November.
All right. And I see on the blurb that we got today offering some of the people from the campaign. You wanted to start off by talking about Latino and African Americans and upward mobility as an issue. So what is the Bloomberg plan to do that? And I wanted to ask, would it require a lot more revenue, a lot more new taxes in order to make this upper mobility happen?
Well, I mean, I think you might be referring to Mike's plan, which is the Greenwood Initiative, which essentially addresses systemic bias that has kept many Black Americans from creating generational wealth. This plan will help Black families raise their income and triple their wealth. But someone like Michael Bloomberg, who is a billionaire, he believes that taxes should be raised on people like him, and relieving or alleviating the burden on middle class families. So we want to invest in diverse communities, in the communities that have certainly felt left behind by this president, and we want to grow and expand our economy. And while the economy might be doing well right now, people are not feeling it in their paychecks. People are not feeling it when they have to decide.
Well, let me interrupt, Sabrina,
drug.
Though. We see Gallup, which is pretty reliable, out today. More in the U.S. say they're better off than they were in the past election. 61%, according to Gallup today, said that. That's a pretty hefty number. In 2012, with an incumbent president, it was 45. In 2004, it was 50. That's a pretty good number.
It's not, again, I'm not disputing that the economy is doing well. And I think the foundation for that economy was certainly laid forward by President Barack Obama. And Trump is taking a lot of credit for the successes that president, turned around the U.S. from a massive recession. But I think at the end of the day, and you talk to people in Pennsylvania, you talk to people in Ohio, in Nevada, in California, people are going in to are having the tough conversations of whether they should fill a prescription drug or buy groceries. And that is a real conversation that many, many families are having. So when you're talking about the economy. Is it working? Yeah, the economy is growing, but are paychecks rising with the cost of inflation? Are people feeling it more in their pocketbooks? And the answer is no. So based on what though, Sabrina?
I mean, again, are these Americans just this fortunate 61% where they say they're better off than they were 3 years ago?
I actually would push back a lot on that and say that when you go in to diverse communities, do you think that diverse communities in this country still feel that structural inequality and bias and have been unfairly disadvantaged for so long? And the answer is yes. We need to make sure that we are building an economy that works for everyone. And that is something that Mike Bloomberg did when he was New York mayor. Let me ask this.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Then, we're talking about African-American Latino voters, Democrats having trouble. Mm-hmm. A lot of these front runners are having trouble with that, even Joe Biden. Why is the Bloomberg campaign then? What's the position with this 2015 tape, Sabrina, that came down yesterday, mm-hmm. where Michael Bloomberg has not addressed that? I know he's said stuff before, but this was something new that we actually hadn't heard from him, and his position on stop and frisk. Some would say to the extreme.
Well, actually, I mean, I have to correct you on that because this has been out there before. What Mike has said, since last year, is that he fully apologizes for the stop and frisk policies and the impact that they had on Black and Latino communities in New York. And I think the mark of a true leader is admitting your mistakes and apologizing for them. And not only that, learning from them. So that is why, you know, when Mike first announced, we announced the Greenwood Initiative that we talked about earlier. He believes that every American should have the opportunity to succeed. And he is someone that has been an ally within the Black community. But, you know, he has apologized for those remarks. He believes that I think that the lessons he has learned from what Stop and Frisk did is something that he will take with him to the White House and reform. This president certainly does not apologize for the things that he says, for the mistakes that he's made. And I think that, you know, it is refreshing to see a leader who is willing to do that and take responsibility for one's actions.
But what does that mean, responsibility, though? He's still running for president. I mean, what is he? He's apologized. That's true. So you're saying
that's taking responsibility for your actions.
Right.
You're apologizing for the harm that it did.
It was more, though, Sabrina, yesterday what we heard, unless you've heard this before, of just stop mm-hmm. and frisk. This was a pretty casual message of publicly in 2015, not, you know, years ago, of saying just line all these people up and all, and you're going to find people in Black communities.
Well, okay, so that is not what the recording says, and I think you're taking a short snippet of it. What Mike was talking about was that crime was very high. I mean, the people who were being killed were Black and Latino people, innocent people. And so what Mike was talking about was putting police in the areas where people were getting murdered. Now, look, he apologized for the impact stop and frisk had on so many families and within the community. And that is something that not only takes courage to apologize for, but you have to learn from those lessons. And that's what I mean by taking responsibility.
Okay.
And that's exactly what Mike has done.
One final area that concerns me the most. Mm-hmm. I am very much into health for myself. I'm a vegetarian, all those things. But has Mike Bloomberg learned from this? He still seems to be on what he was doing in New York. I know there's nuance to the big gulp stuff and all this and salt and everything else. But as president, would he be what I think is just obtrusive beyond belief in the health decisions or the private decisions of Americans? I don't know about you, you know, what you do or anybody else. But who is he to tell us what we can eat and what we can drink, even if it is, quote, good for us?
Well, I don't think he's trying to dictate exactly what you can eat and drink. I think he was trying to, and certainly is, someone that's trying to improve the lives of New Yorkers and Americans across the country. And a way of doing that is by ensuring that people are getting a healthy diet, that people have access to the fruits, vegetables, and food that they need. I'm not going to get ahead of Mike in terms of, okay, certain initiatives that he wants to put on the White House, but I don't think he'd ever stop you from deciding what you want to eat or drink. He wants to make things healthy.
Well, here's what my point is. I asked, so I'm stopping for us. He learned the lesson from that. Did he learn the lesson? We have a soda tax in Philadelphia, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything on a campaign. Has he changed on that? Or does he still want to, in my view, intrude in our lives, Sabrina, on those issues?
Well, I don't think it's intruding on lives. I think it is something that what Mike believed and believes is that it is a way of reducing consumption of things that are potentially unhealthy or are health risks. But look, Mike is not going to come in between you and what you want to eat or how you want to live your life. That was something at the time that I think, he feels definitely strong about. And at the end of the day, we are looking at people's lives improved, people's lives getting healthier. And that's something that we certainly want to continue to encourage in the White House and with millions of Americans across the country.
All right. That's fine to encourage. Is there a website you'd point people to for the campaign, Sabrina?
You can go to MikeBloomberg.com and find out more about Mike and exactly what he stands for. And all of his plans are online, so you can read up more about him. Again, that's MikeBloomberg.com. And, if you're interested, there's a way to get involved in our campaign and, get involved in whatever state you might be in.
Sabrina, thank you. Come back, and thank you for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.